rather make this when you can join me.
This I have been obliged to present each day since your absence. That is my true mask.
He who must not be named. Your wizard blood is kind of a less everywhere, I'm afraid.
Not with me.
I realize I haven't done a show in a very long time. That's mostly because I was, well, busy, and I didn't think anyone was really listening because I wasn't receiving any emails. Again, the email is on the show notes page, and it's on the Podomatic page, and you can also get a hold of me, mm@ladywashington.net. This is going to be very short, as I don't have very much time to record. I thought I would say a few words about... what else? The Deathly Hallows. My own personal theory is that the Hallows are referring to the place, rather than to the actual Horcrux. In other words, Chamber of Secrets might be considered a Deathly Hallow. It's hallowed ground, hallowed because of the Horcrux, deathly because of the Horcrux as well. But I decided I'm going to mostly concentrate on the Hallows as the Hallows of Britain, or Cymru. I've noticed most of the people have been concentrating on the King Arthur Hallows rather than the Hallows of Cymru, which are equally mythologically significant. These are known as Dheg Ynys Brydain, and they are as follows. We have Darnwyn, Gleddyf, Wuddirhael. This is White Hilt, the sword. And again, this has been pretty much covered, that it cannot be the Sword of Gryffindor. Could it be another type of sword? I highly doubt it, because we've already had a sword in the series, and I don't think she'll suddenly bring in another one, much less another one of Gryffindor. So I think that's pretty much out. Wisgwyddno garanir, or the hamper. It basically makes lots of food. That could be really interesting, to have a hamper that just has a lot of food. But I don't think that a Horcrux would be a basket for some reason. One interesting thing is we know about the cup, the Hufflepuff cup, that has certain properties we don't know about. Maybe it makes wine. I don't know. Corn, bran, galed, o goelid. This is a horn. Aha! Whatever drink is wished for is found in it. So maybe I was right. Maybe the Hufflepuff cup, you can wish for anything. And there it is. Like, lemonade! Ta-da! Carmorgan Winvair. It is a chariot. And again, if someone was in it, they could go anywhere they wanted. Now, I don't think we really need that because, well, they can apparate. So, that's probably out. This is a halter, and whatever horse you wanted would suddenly appear. Again, I don't think they really have any need of horses. The knife, and... a knife. That sounds pretty interesting. That's different from a sword. And we don't have any sort of obvious weapons as Horcruxes, which is rather odd. So I don't know. A knife, maybe? Ravenclaw? Gryffindor? I don't know. Might be so. This was a cauldron. And it has complicated magical significance of how the brave can be distinguished from cowards. This sounds like something Gryffindor would have. Definitely. A cauldron. I mean, no one's ever really put forth that the Gryffindor Horcrux might be a cauldron. But this seems like it might be. Had all that stuff to do with the courageous and so forth. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it makes sense that a cauldron would be a Horcrux. It's a very significant magical object. And why not? Maybe Snape has it. This is a whetstone. It's what you would sharpen a sword on. Again, it has to do with the courageous versus the cowardly, so this could be another option for the Gryffindor Horcrux. I'm not sure that it's quite shiny enough for Voldemort, though. I mean, making a rock into a Horcrux. I mean, granted, it would be more difficult to find, because they'd be looking at the big golden stuff, and what's this rock on there? Ah, nothing. Peisbader and Beiswith. This is a coat, usually red, and only the highborn, the upper class, the noble blood could wear it. Maybe this could be something to do with Slytherin. I mean, we already have a Slytherin locket, but something that has preference for purebloods would definitely be in a Voldemort category. So I wouldn't cross this out off the list to have a coat like that. Grenadeskul Rogunis Uskalhaig. This is a crock and dish. It's more food items, so I highly doubt that this has to do with the Horcrux. Yeah, Horcruxes. Horcrux just sounds better. It does. Whatever Joe says, Horcrux still sounds better to me. Anyway. Gwyddebwych Gwyn Ddaelr Apcaeddio. This is a chessboard. This could be very significant. Chess is very significant in the books, especially with Ron. In this one, if the pieces are set, they play by themselves. This might even be the origin of Wizard's Chess. So, a chess set as a Horcrux. That sounds like it could be pretty close. I think that this might be one of the Hallows. It's one of the British Hallows, and this could be one of Book 7 Hallows as well, in my opinion. And last but not least, this is probably the most important of them all, Chen Arthur yn Nigrwneir. This is the mantle of Arthur. In other words, the invisibility cloak. Yes, that's right. One of the Hallows of Britain is an invisibility cloak. Coincidence? I think not. I think that Harry's invisibility cloak might be a Horcrux. You know how there was someone else at Godric's Hollow? And they might have been under an invisibility cloak? What if Voldemort's last act was to make that cloak into a Horcrux? I know that it has been a big discussion online, long before the book title came out, about whether the invisibility cloak was a Horcrux. People were on both sides. I wasn't quite sure myself. And then as soon as I saw that listed as one of the Hallows, to me it became obvious. So there you have it, the crash course of Trithus, or the Hallows of mythology. Now, we know there are 7 pieces of soul. We know that the diary has been destroyed, the ring has been destroyed. We know the cup is a Horcrux, we know the locket is a Horcrux. So that means there's 2 we don't know about. The 7th is obviously in Voldemort right now. Of the 4 houses, we have Slytherin represented and we have Hufflepuff represented. The 2 missing Horcruxes most likely come from the other 2 houses. That means we're missing a Ravenclaw object and we're missing a Gryffindor object. We're not sure if we have already seen these objects somewhere in the series or if they'll be completely new. Now, let's just say we have already seen all the objects, okay? Well, I highly doubt that we will find another one in Grimmauld Place, since most likely that's where the locket came from. So we can rule out that. Anything that you saw listed in Grimmauld Place, you can probably rule out. Now, most of the stuff at Hogwarts, you could probably throw out. The stuff in Dumbledore's office, for example, i.e. the sword. And the Weasley house, we don't know. There have been some theories thrown out about the tiara being a Ravenclaw. I don't know what to think about that, but it's a possibility. I was thinking, as a joke, it might be funny if it were the old worn-out chess set of the Weasleys. That would be pretty interesting. That's my personal fun theory of what Weasley object it might be. It would be just like her to have it as something that's been staring us in the face the whole time, and you get to it and you just go, "Oh, why didn't I not think of that?" And then you'll go back through the books and there will be all these clues and you'll be going, "Oh, I'm such an idiot, such an idiot." Which is why I think it might be interesting if it were Ron's chess set. We know it's very old. And we know that Ron is the only one that could get the chessmen to do what he wants them to do. Harry couldn't do that. So could this have significance? What if it were a Horcrux? What if Ron was able to do something with it? I think this would be really, really a good thing because remember in the first book, the whole chess thing? I see Ron doing something to do with chess in the last book. I just absolutely see him doing that and having his own chess set as a Horcrux. That would be really, really a good plot twist, so I would not be surprised if that happened. As for the other object, I think it's either the invisibility cloak or something to do with Gryffindor. As I said, the cauldron is a good idea. Might even be the cauldron that they used in Goth. So, I don't know. I know there's the Nagini theory, but even Dumbledore wasn't sure about that, and it doesn't add up because, I mean, I'm not sure you'd want to make a living object a Horcrux, because living objects can die and decompose and stuff happens to them. I don't know. It might be. It might also be that Harry thinks he has only the snake left as the Horcrux, and he gets to Voldemort, and he kills Nagini, and he faces Voldemort, and he kills Voldemort, and he doesn't die. I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think Nagini is. You might think Nagini is. I don't. Then again, I'm not a huge Dumbledore fan, so that might have something to do with it. I mean, it might have been one of those situations of desperation. It's like, okay, I just killed someone. I need it. What's nearby? Boom. Please remember to send in your own theories as well. Next week, who lives and who dies? Some fans' opinions as well as my own.
Welcome to the listener email section, where you can send in your comments, rebuttals, or things I ask for each week. The email for this is mm@ladywashington.net. That's mm@ladywashington.net. Let's hear what we have this week.